Ectocast.
Welcome to the Ectocast, a Ghostbusters actual play podcast brought to you by Saga Game Studio.
I've been trying to pull all of our files and, you know, backtrack this list that they gave us.
Are you going to shoot Ed?
Yeah.
Why are you going to shoot Ed?
Ow.
Yeah, so if you can't physically come out, well, how's your brain getting out?
He points behind you, and he's clearly pointing at Frankie.
Shit. Can you pull any security tapes from the train station?
On your way to the elevator, you run into someone. The building inspector. There's been some complaints, and I have to come on down here, and you're next on my list.
You're working with the city?
Do you see ghosts? Are they troubling you at home or work? If so, call the Ghostbusters. We can zap, trap, and whisk your problems away. Just call us at 1-800-867-5309.
Or, you know, you can just give us your number.
Standard liability contract required. You know, Ghostbusters pretty, are not responsible. Go away, Ed. Responsible for damage caused during a ghost capture event.
Year. Like, come on.
About this point.
Spoken about this in a long time.
That's why we're speaking about it.
Yeah. Floor one is the main reception, floor. The main floor. Floor two is where our bedrooms are.
Except
and
for
like
Ed's.
The headquarters and the where that party, like the party room for the kids is.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Was the party room on the third?
Okay, no, I wrote it as a second, but I must have, I got confused. I thought the bedrooms were on the first. So
that is what I assumed.
The third floor is the finished entertainment floor.
Yep. All right, that's what I figured.
Where's Cube Breaker?
On the first floor.
First floor. Main floor.
Okay, yeah. Okay, it's on the, okay. So, I mean, I would say if we're there for 3.5 months, floor a month, would that be unreasonable?
It's a lot of work for a month.
Not really.
Well, we probably
well,
with the four of us.
Work.
Yeah, I mean,
wasn't destroyed though, right?
We probably hired some people to help haul out some shit.
Can we
I don't know. Your money's
to hire
pretty
people.
Yeah, I'm
not
sure.
Know.
You guys
Cube Breaker's
had spare money
successful,
for that.
And I think we have been too.
I mean, I would.
It's very expensive.
It is
paying for that hotel building.
Well, at its peak, yeah, but we just need to pass code. That's different.
What? So could we say that we've done to the fourth floor,
and the top floor,
and the top floor. So yeah, okay. So I'm fine with that.
Okay, so we've got
two.
We've got one.
I've been assuming there's seven.
We have.
You had me roll for eight.
Yeah.
Then eight. Then.
So the first floor is good. Second floor is where we sleep. That's done. Third floor is finished as well.
Yep.
Because it has the kids' party.
Fourth floor is finished and the penthouse.
So fifth, sixth, and seventh are undone.
Yeah,
so three.
Five, six, and seven. So three of them are undone. Yeah, because I figure the basement, the first floor, and the second floor were all done before we got there.
Yep, and then Ed would have cleaned up the penthouses because it's where he stays.
Yeah, I would assume the penthouse.
And
is fine.
He, with Mason's help, did the third for the entertainment floor.
Yeah,
and we all probably did the fourth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That makes sense, because it wasn't just that you guys were fixing up the third floor. You were fixing it and then converting it.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't really a whole lot of converting. It was just like a lot of just making sure no one could get killed and just leaving it the way it was, because it probably didn't look great to begin with, and that kind of fit with the setting. I think we even talked about having the ghosts help, but I think we would have realized that would be more detrimental.
Not helpful.
I would assume day one you would realize that is a horrible idea.
Hey guys, look how much fun it is to knock this over.
Yeah.
Smash.
Like, all right, we need to take this wall down, so we're going to take this wall down, and suddenly there's three holes in the wall behind you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't mean that wall? Sorry.
All right, Frankie, do you want to roll for flirting?
Oh, I'm totally flirting.
Flirt, flirt, flirt. Wink,
flirt,
wink,
flirt,
wink.
Flirt. Oh my goodness, how do you keep track of all this paperwork? You must be so smart. This is fast talking, right?
I just threw a
this is in my mouth. That's what you said you were going
to. Yeah, it
this.
Is. Cool.
Don't forget your ghost die.
It's in there.
You don't want to use one of the yellow ones?
I guess so. I'm scared.
Is there any
you just
way...
fell into that trap really easily. Say,
pushing the weighted dice a little bit harder.
Yeah, wait a minute.
There's no way for Ed to help with this.
Flirting?
Probably not. No,
like, but, yeah, no, I don't know, setting not. You up, like, wingmanning almost.
That oh. isn't to say that Ed wouldn't try.
Have you met Frankie?
I think Ed could wingman a bit.
I think he could.
I would assume
he's
so.
Like, he's like the guru.
You've been trying to wingman
he's
for
the
these two.
Guru.
Yeah, that's true.
Could I add a die then? Or unless she's rolled really well, in which case, never mind. But if she didn't, then I think we should roll one.
No ghost die, though.
I assume so, because I would have heard the grumbling by now.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, what's the difficulty?
This one doesn't have a difficulty.
Oh, then burn all the points.
See how well she does.
Burn all the points.
26. And tell me, are those glasses frames custom? Where did you get those?
Oh, God.
I yeah, really no. like how the sweat glistens off your forehead.
It's all super gross.
Oh, sweaty palms. That's neat.
What would be the closest thing to a constitution roll in this?
Cool.
Cool. Yeah.
All cool. right, the three of you need to roll a cool.
Hey, I have act unfazed.
Because this is...
Can
this
my
is...
skill of look cool?
Yeah,
can,
oh yeah.
Wait, does my ignore scary stuff apply?
yeah, a little bit.
Unfortunately, not scary.
Okay, I'll roll my just one gross. Die then.
There you go. This is just whether you...
A one.
All right. Whether you get caught rolling your eyes.
Oh, that's actually solid. 17.
18.
I jab right. Mason in the ribs.
So you two are fine, but no, he catches you rolling your eyes a few times because listening to her flirt is gross.
To you guys.
Well, listening to anybody flirt
it's
to
a little
someone
gross.
Else
I
is
lean in.
Super gross.
Well, especially someone flirt. Who... Actually, it makes sense because if he looks a lot like Mason...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mason
I lean in.
May be a little annoyed.
Yep.
He's just jealous, Zanny. Don't worry about him.
Oh. You may mumble under your breath something about her girlfriend.
Maybe you should talk to her girlfriend.
Shut up, Evan.
That was fun. All right. That's all I got for math. Would you like to find out how well you did?
Uh-huh.
Or didn't do?
I feel like we did fairly well.
Wow, that was it?
Yeah, I expected.
You want more?
I thought there would be more.
I thought there'd be more, too.
That was only two big dice rolls.
Yeah.
I thought there'd be a few more. That's all.
You're very fortunate because had you attempted to bribe him, he would have failed you on the spot.
Ah.
Mm.
Flirting.
That was the big catch.
Flirting's harmless.
Had one of you tried to bribe him.
Goodness, John didn't whip out his wallet.
All right. He does hand you, though.
With my military pay?
Yeah.
he rips the carbon copy off of his clipboard, and he hands it to you. And you can see that there is a good size list of items. And he goes, all right, I will be back in, was it a month? I'll be back in a month. I expect to see at least the large items on this list completed. It will cost you guys quite a bit.
What are the large items?
Mostly the unfinished floors. He did see some, I don't know, let's say cracks or some, maybe some timbers that he didn't like.
And we have to fix all that in a month?
Yep.
Didn't you just say we couldn't have done all that in a month? In 4 months?
Looks like you'll have to hire somebody, won't you?
It'll cost us.
Yeah, I said the four of you
couldn't
do that in 3 months. Can you think of any other way you could get a bunch of work done in a short amount of time?
Sure. I didn't realize we had the option of being able to pay people.
Of course we do.
Said we've been making
money. We've just
been
cheapskates.
Have you never existed in the real world?
I have, but we're playing a made-up world with your rules.
I guess that
they've mimicked most of the real world. Rules, at
really?
Least as far as I understand.
So when my inspector comes, I just roll a D6, and if I roll a ghost, he fails me?
Oh my god.
That was abstract.
Oh.
Do you want to get failed?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out your fantasy
here?
Rules, that's all.
We also have... We've been trying to get people into a restaurant. And...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was wondering if you guys actually got that finished yet or not.
It's part of the downstairs, and we already said it's done.
I mean, because that...
I mean, I assume Rod, if you hired Rod...
Oh, I forgot you guys did that.
Doing most
did we
of
hire
work.
Rod?
I thought you
failed him.
Well, yeah.
Well, you did in the script at least, but...
Yeah, in the script, yeah, but we could still have found somebody. And,
yeah, you guys could hire whoever.
And
yeah.
And basically between... I've got... I have a spreadsheet for it. I have a spreadsheet for all of this and how much money it would be bringing in, and actually it's a decent amount.
Mm.
So as long as those two space, the bar and the restaurant, which is in the actual Henley Park Hotel, they do have a bar area and a restaurant area. If they're both leased out,
even, we ate there.
We did.
Even at
we didn't
like,
drink there.
Low rental leasing costs, it's a decent amount of money. Mm-hmm. So like we could
especially with a liquor license.
Yeah, we could easily convert for a month. We could convert that money into paying for that stuff. So
right, so we have the restaurant and bar moving in conveniently and.
Yeah,
use the first
they could be moving in
to...
at the moment, and yeah, we could just take their deposits or whatever and pay it forward.
Mm. Yeah, there we go.
So
perfect.
So yes, we can. We will. I'm going to call Jose,
who probably knows a good contractor.
Because I wonder why he didn't catch the building inspector, because he should have. Usually, he's at the front desk, so I'm going to give Jose a call.
Ring, ring.
Yeah. Hello, Mason. What's up?
Where you at, buddy?
Front desk.
How long you been there?
I just got back.
Oh, okay. No, you know what? I'm coming down to you. I'll be right there.
Ah, all right. Cool.
Hang up and we go to see Jose.
All right. Okay. It's very exciting.
Yeah, I know.
I would say that took up probably most of the afternoon.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so I'm going to sit down with Jose and say, okay, we got this list we got to take care of. Now. So
list of what?
Well, a building inspector came by when you were out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wasn't that lovely?
Yeah. What time did you go out? Like, did Jose leave and the guy come in?
Yeah.
Sort of a that's odd.
It like, wasn't like they passed each other. Yeah.
Was it like he was sitting on the corner waiting for Jose to leave his post?
It could have been.
Okay. So.
Interesting.
It could have just been a coincidence.
Yeah. Yeah, bullshit.
So demure.
All right. Well, I think what we're going to do is I need you to get some contractors, and we need this. We need these major items taken care of as soon as possible.
I mean, in the grand scheme of running a hotel, it's probably not that expensive.
Right.
But it's a large chunk of, I'm sure, what you guys have been.
It's probably a shocking amount compared to what we've been outputting.
Right.
And we've been doing the work ourselves. So we're like, holy shit, why do we have to pay people?
Right. Well, especially since I don't know. At some point, we will have to figure out what our occupancy rates are to figure out how full the hotel is. Because once, every room you adds, I mean, labor costs, but also it does add revenue. So. Eventually we'll hit a point where it isn't hurting as much to do a renovation as it is now. Because right now we have essentially one floor we can rent out. Because second floor is us.
Oh, so the fourth
floor.
Third
floor is...
Party room.
Party floor. So fourth floor is currently being rented out. Can be rented out.
Yep.
And you know what's fun about it being a haunted hotel? They can't gripe about the sounds of construction. We're just like, it's part of the aesthetic.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Yep. It's the ghosts.
It's the ghosts.
No sound complaints from the parties because it's all ghost noises.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all ghost noises.
Plus, as long as the construction's not happening during sleeping.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. And in all honesty.
Who spends their whole day in a hotel room?
Right.
Yeah. So for the most part, construction will be happening during waking hours anyway. And we could always have please mind the construction signs. People would know. They're not there for, they're there for the ghosts. They don't really care about the rest of the stuff. So, I guess it's one of those things where I don't think, it'll be more of a shock to us. Be like, oh my God, we have to pay people to do this? Like, crap. But I don't think it's going to kill our bottom line.
Who knows? You might be an hour into it and be like, oh my God, we should be doing this the whole time.
Why were we not doing this before?
It's like, wait,
I'm so less exhausted. Are you so much less exhausted?
So much more shit got done.
Yeah, it's like, wait.
And look, it got done well.
They finished a whole room in a day?
I'm not sore.
I don't understand.
And it only caught, wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
So, I'll talk to Jose and have him, he'll take care of it probably tomorrow because if it's later in the day, then.
Right.
But yeah, he probably has contractors or can get contractors too.
Right.
Come do that. So
I'm sure he can make some phone calls tonight. Yeah. And I mean, they're going to need to put numbers together anyway.
Yeah. Well, that and contractors, usually they'll answer calls at night because they're done working.
Yep.
That's right. So anyway, so okay. So that took up most of the afternoon.
Yeah.
Hi.
Mace and I are going to go back to the basement and finish our inconsistencies.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I would like to get that done.
Before Thursday.
On this, like on Wednesday, I want to have done the files and have that compiled so we have that.
All right. So I want to do another roll for round two?
I was going to say, I can help you guys.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Hey, you didn't have to do a bunch of construction. You're like wide awake.
Yeah.
That was brains,
military,
right?
Guys, so if you need organization, I mean, you
know. It's, yeah. Yes.
Brains?
Yeah, definitely brains.
Would deduction help?
Yeah, yeah, I would think so.
Totally.
You're all right.
I would definitely think so.
I've got six.
I got seven. Four.
Sorry, what is this?
They're going down to do more paperwork stuff. Does Ed
you're probably
want to help?
Now finally go take your nap.
Oh, that's true. Your nap total got disrupted.
Yeah.
Oh, because the inspector, you must be exhausted.
Yeah.
Yeah. What time of day is this about?
Five-ish.
Four or five. Yeah.
Call it.
Do we know? Do you remember what time of year it is?
Spring. Because it was like April or May.
When we first got there, wasn't
sunset's
it?
Sunset's probably.
But I thought we just said we've been there.
Probably.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you probably have a couple more.
So it's like July.
Oh, all right. I'm actually going to take a nap, but set an alarm for shortly before sunset.
Okay.
So 8 something.
And by set an alarm, do you mean tell
the 5th?
The 5th.
Wake me up. Yeah. Yeah. I want to let them know, like, give me, like, I want to be up on the roof 30 minutes before sunset.
Okay.
So what skill are we aiming for here, Matt?
Brains.
Wait, last time we did contact.
Gotcha. Did you use contact last time?
I used contact last time.
Did.
You said it was contact.
And contact.
Yeah, I get an extra die.
What, for remembering?
I lose yeah. 3, so good job.
No, I think...
Oh.
Make an entrance?
Oh, it's make an entrance. No, but could he use
be really
your
funny,
thing, deduction?
That's that was my brains.
That's his brains roll, yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Did we say customer service?
Well,
yes.
Could we make the argument that they approach it in different ways?
Yeah.
Like, he's looking for a pattern, and they're looking for actual, like, is this that? No. Is this that?
Yeah, he could start going through the stuff they already found and try to put a pattern together.
Yeah, so he knows where to look.
Okay. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Because that totally makes sense to the narrative.
Cool.
Yeah.
Just like Ed napping instead of helping.
So then are we going to have separate scores we're aiming for then?
No.
Yeah, we'll lump it together. So what am I aiming for?
The whole thing is the 30s. It's what had them.
Oh, then.
Well, we added a person. So is it still 30 or does it go up a little?
I mean, do you want to make it harder?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's still 30.
I don't want to make it too
easy. I don't want to make it, yeah.
Well, you already rolled.
24.
You got 24?
I got 24.
Wow.
This is probably overkill.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
27. So we're totally at what, 51?
I'm
right
at
now?
25.
51. But no ghost die. Can we just say we did it in half the time?
6. That
well, I know what happened when you're 20
double.
Over, but
yeah, more than
I mean, like the containment unit explodes, right?
Well, I mean, I gotta be honest though. If he's looking for something, like we're compiling the data, he's going through the data.
Yeah.
All right. So even if we separate his out, I'm pretty sure you guys are still 20.
What
over.
Did you have?
24.
And no, we're not. 49.
Dear God.
Nailed it.
No. if they're aiming for 30 and you got 49, then you're well less than double the score.
It's
20
or more.
It's 20.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's 20 over.
Yeah.
So 49. Yes.
You skim by any teeth, guys.
Yep.
And then,
yeah, my 27
you got
whatever.
Teeth have skin.
By the skin of your teeth.
You know,
I
was just assumed like when you wake up in the morning and you like
you got that, film.
I'm thinking that's what skin of your teeth.
That
is.
Makes sense.
So we get all the paperwork.
You pull
all
out the we'll say it's the rest of it.
Yep.
And John, you're starting to collate and go through and see if you can deduct a pattern.
Yeah. You've got
the string
with the yarn.
Yeah. All the going back to a central.
All right.
Hub.
It's somehow you set it up and it makes the symbol of Thelema, which is really weird because.
Totally. And then you found out that he was just making that.
Yeah.
Like it has nothing to do with the data. It's like, guys, look what I made.
Yeah. Look what I did.
He has like the red string on the wall. It's just like, oh, nope. I just, this to remind me what we're doing.
Yeah. It's just string art.
Yeah
string art.
And I say I'm done and I snip it and it all just falls apart.
Yep.
Yeah.
Go on.
By the skin of one's teeth. is one of them. Okay. Meaning narrowly or barely, and referring usually to a narrow escape from disaster. The phrase comes from the book of Job, which Job is subjected to horrible trials by Satan to be relieved finally by God. The precise phrase Job uses is slightly different. My bone cleaveth to my skin and to my flesh, and I am escaped with the skin of my teeth.
Oh, that
it's say. Not exactly clear what one's teeth skin of one's teeth might be, and there has been many theories put forward. The most plausible explanation is that it refers to the thin porcelain exterior of the tooth rather than the gums. In other words, Job escaped with his teeth, but just barely.
Okay.
Oh,
and on that bombshell.
So before the National Monument, most of the errors that they're pointing out could legitimately be mistakes that you guys made, being either new to the paperwork or just maybe illegible or something. Anything after that, that's when you start to see facts that have been altered.
Okay. All right.
Almost as if someone took notice of you. But not that. Definitely not that.
Definitely maybe not that.
Hey, what was the name of that security guard at the Masonic thing?
God, that's a great question.
I don't know if we got one.
Yeah, we
did. I thought he had a name.
It's a Twitter user.
Mean? Oh, you mean the front desk guy?
I was going to say, that one totally had a name.
Oh, he, yeah.
I have it right here.
Oh, good. Because I don't. I mean, I'm sure I have it written down somewhere.
I mean, he could see the sad pit, remember?
No, he could see the guy in the sad pit.
No, he could see the outline of the sad pit.
The outside of the
sad pit. Oh, he could?
Yeah.
Oh. He was like, be careful.
Tyler. Tyler Head.
Head?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Proud of you, Don.
Sorry, Tyler. we should probably call him in. Like, see if we can't get him to come in and talk to us.
I think he said he was willing to.
And Kevin.
Yeah, he was.
He had said he would be interested in coming in because.
Wasn't he going to come in to get checked out anyway?
He was supposed to, yes. Yeah, he was supposed to.
He did not.
Yeah, all right, we should, I don't think we got his information, though.
Well, if
he
still...
Theoretically, you know where he works.
Yeah, we know he's head of security, so...
Did Ed get his number when he was looking through the security footage to do all that, or no?
I'm honestly not sure.
Yeah,
I can see him asking for it, but I don't know if he did.
Yeah. That, and speaking of security footage, we also still have that partial plate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That we need to run.
And try and pulling some footage from the train station.
Yeah. All right, so now that we have... All right, so this is Wednesday night.
Yes.
So we've got...
See.
A few things we need to figure out. We need the footage from the train station. Wait, hold on. All right, so we need... This should be Mason talking, not Ted. Yep. Okay, so we need the footage from the train station. That's a great theory, Ed. Where did you get that theory?
Ed's napping.
Ed's asleep. He's
asleep. Okay, never mind then.
I imagine that Mason was talking, thinking Ed was right there, and then looked up like, where did Ed go?
Ed's the fifth that's going.
Actually, that's true.
Yeah, he was there the whole time.
Just be like, Macy's.
The fifth, yeah. The fifth's just sitting there wagging, going, bark!
Yeah.
Oh, good boy. I toss a treat. Okay, well, we should get the footage.
Okay.
I'm sure Ed has a contact in City Hall that still likes us that might be able to get it to us.
Depends on how their date went.
True.
Doesn't Ethel work for the city?
Yes, I was also thinking of Ethel. Yeah.
Well, she's in permitting, though.
But she might know somebody.
That's true. That's true.
She knows everybody.
Well, I wonder, we also need to find out, see if we can run that partial plate that Ed got off the security camera. From the Masonic Temple, so...
Would any of my previous military contacts be able to help us with that?
Oh.
Possible.
Actually...
I would assume somebody
and you probably
went
know
into
some local law enforcement.
A lot of military... A lot of military usually retire military and then go into government work. You get two pensions.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a really good chance.
Okie dokie, Smokey.
So we got to get that, and then we got to see if maybe Tyler can help us out in any way, shape, or form.
All right. Well.
So
leave a note for.
I mean, I think we've got a lot. This information is great. I will, and then I guess a fourth thing is we should probably, while we still have access to them, whatever lawyers Peacock has that we can use.
The Washington D.C. DA.
Oh right, because we're
technically city employees.
Yeah. So yeah.
It's in their best interest to protect us as much as.
Yep. And yeah, we'll have to get a DA to look over what we have. And, you know, start formulating some way to protect our butts.
All right.
Fantastic.
I'll call Ethel.
At this point, it's probably pretty late.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, like, tomorrow.
Yep.
I kind of figure that at this point, it's nighttime.
It's probably rolling in midnight.
Those two
are... except that... Well, we'll do your thing.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
I figured these two will go to bed. Mason will eventually... take his nap.
I text Ethel and warn her that there's some
shit
work that we're gonna need.
Actually, I'd be surprised if she hasn't been texting you all day.
Like, probably.
What's going on? Oh my god!
Yeah, like,
what's happening?
I would be surprised if you two haven't caught up at least through text messaging.
Irma Gerd.
The whole way.
Yeah.
You won't believe who I had to flirt with. Ew.
So gross. Bitch, give me his name and address. I'm gonna go fight him.
She might even know him because he works for the city.
She probably would, yeah.
If she's in permitting.
Oh, yeah,
she definitely knows him. She's probably like, yeah. Oh.
Ew. Him? Ew. Oh, God. I'm going to be right over. We're going to shower for an hour.
Okay.
Hour shower. Ed? The fifth.
The sun slowly sets.
How does
sets.
The fifth wake you?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
A bunch of lickings to the face.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's just licking away.
Yeah, I'm like, boy.
Actually, really good boy. Is that or he charges and then boops him out? Like, nose boops him.
Nose boops me.
It's probably a bit of
like a quick, a bit of a little zip.
Yep, with that cold nose just right in.
He charges himself up and he just like drags his tongue across his head's face. Like,
yep. It's wet, it's slobbery, and you got zapped.
Yep, not fun. Ah! Okay, I'm awake. All right.
Mark!
I'm going to go up to the roof.
Mark?
Don't worry about it. Just don't let anyone bother me, okay?
Oof.
Thanks. Okay.
He so stands guard near the... He goes to sleep in the hall.
Yeah, he knows what he needs to do.
Yep.
So I don't know if it's going to work, but... So Ed's going to find a point on the roof where he can, as clear as possible, see the sunset. And do the deep meditation thing. Puts the sword and shield in his lap and tries to be like the biggest light bulb ever. Because with the lady out of commission and he doesn't know what to do, he's going to try to contact the lady god.
Wow.
Because he has nothing better. He has no better ideas and doesn't know what to do. So he's going to light bulb all night in the hopes that it works. Whether that works or not is up to you, but that's what he's going to try.
Wow. Well, it's definitely going to be a roll. You find a spot up on the roof super easy. If I remember that area correctly, there's just the one building that was taller than it. There wasn't that much around it, so it was fairly open.
All right.
This one's going to be a riff.
Don't tell me. I'm just going to... I'm going to spend 5. So I'm going to roll 10 and... what the number is, you can tell me. And if I over-succeed, that's probably going to be just as interesting. So.
The number is 5.
All right, so that's 10.
Turns out it's super easy. It's barely an inconvenience to talk to Lady God.
20.
Wouldn't it be funny if it turns out he's like super litigious?
27.
27.
On 10 dice?
Yeah, I didn't roll so hot. Well, you know what? Ghost dice are interesting, too. Huh. I'll do it. I'll do the extra thing. 3 Jesus. Points for 2 dice. Huh.
30.
Woo!
Wow, you are really rolling horribly.
Yep.
So you do not successfully
light bulb to God.
God.
He light thinks Lady God, God, but he's just imagining that woman with the guy in the hoodie because he doesn't. He assumes she's God, but has no idea.
Right.
Yeah.
But
dear Lord, baby Jesus,
you do draw someone's attention. What are you doing up here?
Who is it?
I don't know. His eyes might even be shut. He just hears a voice.
He's just in that little void in his head.
I'll say the voice is kind of echoey.
Are you God?
Yeah. So let's just assume that you, if you wanted to assume that the voice is just in your head, I think that's a fair and accurate assumption.
Well, I think Lady Ed pretty much taught him to get into that like mental void where she talked to the kid, essentially. So he's just, unless it's breaking through to there, I don't know if he's really in tune with it. How loud or distracting is it, I guess? If it's a ghost, it might pierce it. I don't know.
I mean, if you were specifically trying to reach out to somebody, I'd say you were trying to establish a connection. Okay. So it wouldn't be too difficult for them to at least let their presence be known.
All right. All right. So when Ed hears it, he's going to keep his eyes closed, try and stay in the void, but try and like light bulb face them. This is like an Ed term, like obviously. No, Kevin talks like this. He's going to try and look at them with the light bulb. That's how he's thinking about it.
You see, they just look, they're fairly androgynous. Blonde hair, short hair, like a white robe. They're just kind of leaning down.
Like, hello.
Looking into your face.
Oh, hi.
They're very close.
Hello. I'm not going to step back. Just.
They have like these quick kind of jerky movements.
I wasn't looking for you, but nice to meet you. I'm Ed the Fourth, Ghostbuster.
I know. Hi.
That makes sense. Are you?
No.
Can you? Okay. So you don't change your face. Okay. Well, I guess you might change your face, but you're not who I'm looking for and didn't change your face to look different.
They smile like this. And then the smile goes away.
No.
And then they smile again.
similar. She did smile a little bit.
Everybody smiles. Smiling is wonderful.
You'd be surprised because some smiles are happy smiles and some smiles are bad smiles.
She tries to do a bad smile. It doesn't work. It just looks like a nice smile.
Yeah, I don't think you can do it.
Huh. I'm going to practice that.
I wouldn't. You do what you want because you do you. So you're not God, are you?
No.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
Do you know where I can find God?
God is everywhere.
All right, I got some questions. I don't know what to do.
Oh, you mean like specifically?
Yeah, that's why I was light bulbing.
Shakes her head.
No.
Bare head.
Can you help me? I really don't know what to do.
I don't think I'm supposed to.
Were you supposed to talk to me?
Nothing told me not to.
Is there anything telling you not to help me?
Yes.
Is there anything telling you not to tell me where else I can find help?
Oh, that one's confusing.
Well, you're not helping me. You're just telling me where I can find help.
You can find help at the hardware store.
Not sure they can help me with this. Look, there's spectral cedars in the city, and they're summoning bad stuff, and we got a demon or devil in the basement who says they can help me find it, except he knows shit's going on because I think he's low-key possessing my coworker, and I don't know how to stop that. I also promised I'd let him out, although I can't.
He's a tricky one.
Oh, you know him.
Everybody knows him.
That's scary. But I look, I want to catch these people, but I can't have Francis. I want to catch these people, but I can't have Francis being possessed. That's not safe for anyone. Not for her, not for the rest of us. But I don't know how to stop it.
She nods her head.
We thought it was the phone. It's gone. Sound. but what else are we supposed to do?
Many things can be possessed.
Okay, but if she's possessed, how do I depossess her when she's not even, like, coming up as possessed? Like, the lady doesn't think she's possessed. She doesn't say anything, at least, and she said she would. And if the lady doesn't know, how the hell am I supposed to know? That's why I was looking for God.
God does not have your answers.
Who does?
Pops you in the nose.
Look, I had some nightmare, which I don't think was actually a nightmare, and I light bulbed a woman and she exploded. But she was dead and
that
possessed.
That was gross.
Did it actually happen? God damn it.
It pats your head.
Oh, great.
Look, and I like don't... a, you're a cute dog kind of way.
Thanks. He takes no offense to that because the fifth, he does the same thing to the fifth.
Yeah.
If I light bulb Francis, would she be okay?
She turns her head to the side, contemplating it.
Head tilt.
Yep, the head tilt. She gives you the head tilt. If she's pure in her heart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She grins at you again.
Okay, well, that's step three. Step two is getting these guys, and I assume you can't help me with that. You can't help me at all.
You have all the help you need. And she places her palm on your forehead. She says, awake. And she pushes you backwards. And it's morning.
I like to think he falls backwards onto the awning over the entryway.
That's a long yeah. drop.
Yeah.
Okay. He falls backwards onto the roof.
That's probably smarter.
That's not as much
and
fun.
It is not as much fun. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Here, I'll roll damage.
Yeah. Do you remember that old Crash Test Dummies game?
You do feel surprisingly refreshed.
Oh, I'm not sleepy?
No.
Perfect. I wasn't looking forward to sleeping
your
today.
Your joints are a little stiff, though, from sitting cross-legged. I assumed you were sitting cross-legged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Those are a little stiff. Not as much as you'd expect.
All right. I'm going to put the sword and shield on, do some stretches and lunges, and then jog down the stairs, waking the fifth up as I go.
You can hear the lady Ed yelling for you.
I'll go find her.
It doesn't take long. She just didn't think to look on the roof.
Oh. Lady Ed. Hey, sorry. I was
running.
Well, I was running down the stairs, but I was doing the mind voidy thing on the roof.
What a good idea. Running down the stairs. And then up the stairs.
Yes, lady.
And then down the stairs.
Yes, lady. And he starts running up and down the stairs.
She floats after you, splorching through the walls.
All eight this time? Or maybe just half?
Well, we took yesterday off, so let's do all eight.
Wonderful. Yes, lady.
All right. I guess how do we want to split up our four tasks? Well, John's going to call someone for the DMV.
Yeah.
DMV. And then maybe either Ethel or Ed figure out the video feed.
I'll call Ethel.
Because
Ed will probably have Tyler's information.
Maybe. We don't. That could be up to you.
I'm fine with saying you do.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
I mean, at the very least, you can call his office and see if you can get it.
All right. So you're going to call for the video feed. You'll call Tyler. I'll call the DA.
Okay.
Mason will call the DA.
Sounds good. Rather, I'm fine having hand-waved you finding the number.
Sounds good.
We definitely have the number for the monument.
Yeah, it's not outside our capacity to be able to find that.
Exactly.
No. Yeah.
Facebook.
Well, yeah. Oh my God.
I think we had the number.
You can call right from Facebook.
Exactly.
Facebook.
Yeah. Yes. Well, then I think we had the number to call anyway for when we got the call.
Mm. Actually, Facebook dropped off in popularity. MySpace is back.
Oh.
MySpace.
Yes. MySpace.
Nice. With Tom.
That Tom guy.
Yeah. It was all about the profile music.
Yep.
Oh, I miss having that embedded.
Isn't someone famous on it now?
Justin Timberlake, I think.
Really?
It did become popular for music.
It was awesome.
Literally it. Yeah. I don't know if it's
now
still
popular. Now I'm
curious. Mine probably still plays that one song.
Okay. So do you want to play each one by itself?
Probably just do this into some roles.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
All right. So John's going to the DM. We're calling his buddy at the DMV.
Well,
or wherever.
Or I guess it could be either someone at the DMV.
Or someone at, like, the DOD with access to DMV.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah.
That
yeah,
makes more sense in my head. Yeah. It is more exciting.
Cop buddy.
Well, it definitely makes more sense with, like, the military context and all that sort of stuff. Hmm. What were we able to get as far as...
We got a partial plate. I don't remember. I don't know
if... I'm sure you have a picture.
Yeah, we have a picture. I think you guys have a picture with... So we have the van, probably a model, and a partial plate.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's what we've got.
Do you want to name the guy?
Bobby.
Bobby.
Hey, yeah, no,
Bobby.
I think we're...
Does his father sell propane?
Well, please. Actually.
I was thinking actually he was more like the Bobby Singer.
We do have one more person on the list.
Oh, well, save him. He'll come up. Okay. It won't take long.
Okay.
Things are happening.
Do you want me to just roll like contact?
Yeah. Do you have...
Contact is make an entrance and brains is deduction.
Yeah, we'll say it's probably 20.
Okay.
So you can decide if you want to spend any brownie points.
Yeah.
This is why we give a difficulty before.
Mm.
What? How much is it for what?
One per one.
One per one.
One brownie point for afterwards. One die.
20. I literally hit 20.
Nice. That's for... awesome.
Six die, that's
not bad.
Not one of my best, but yeah, literally.
No, it's actually, that's average, I think.
Out of six die, you said?
Yeah. That's pretty close to average.
Because 18 would be half of what you could max out at.
Yeah, so actually you did pretty well then. He takes your information and starts running it. We'll find out. It's, you know, he's probably not going to get immediate information.
No, but, I'm not going to be like, just put it in, whatever.
But he said, yeah, for you, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Whatever you need.
You might want to tip them off that these people are essentially committing terrorist acts. Just saying. This is a... Wait, they are.
I just don't know if I want to say terrorist on my phone.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you at least give them the lowdown whether you say the T word or not.
Or you just, you just describe the incidents.
We
could definitely say
that, like, we think they're up to some really suspicious activity.
There you go.
They talk their military code. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Cool.
Got an Alpha Niner... Bravo, something going on.
Yeah.
This is all a Charlie Foxtrot.
Yep.
I'll go. It should be fairly quick.
That's the sentence that says a lot. Thank you.
So, yes, Ed is going to call Tyler. Bring.
Eventually his voicemail picks up.
Ed's don't leave messages. He texts him.
That sounds right.
Yo, T-Dog.
It's the future, after all.
It's T-Dog. Ed at GB.
Your tech speak is glorious.
Need to talk about SS. Come in for interview, and I will wait for 15 minutes.
Anxiously.
Pooping?
Mm.
No.
Oh.
Just waiting.
I do most of
probably
my
probably trying to low key, not creepily, keep an eye on Francis.
Like skulking. All right, you get no response even after 15 minutes of pooping.
I will send another text. Got other apps? Are you interested? Question mark.
How long has it been since this happened?
A few weeks.
Maybe. Yeah, it's been a little bit.
Is there any such thing in existence of, like, I know you can fill up a voicemail. Mm-hmm. Can you fill up a text message?
No.
I don't think so.
Unlimited.
Then you just get no responses.
Not even the whirling of somebody looking at it, possibly texting you back.
No three dots.
Oh, that's what you meant. No.
Boop, boop, boop.
No ellipses.
Then I will
no
give it another hour.
That's very patient of you. I figured you would have given up and driven there.
Yeah.
That's step four.
Four. So this is two or three?
We're currently in step two.
Well, Ed waits an hour. Which one of Mason or Frankie?
You want to call Ethel?
Yeah, I've called Ethel.
What were you looking for with Ethel again?
Footage from the train station. If she knows how I could get a hold of that.
Well, let's roll and find out if she does.
Is this...
Wait, I want to hear the married couple awkwardly say hello and flirt.
Hey, Ethel.
Hi, I think I'm coming down with
Dumpty. Oh, honey, you sound terrible. Oh. Oh my God, you sound like a man.
Oh, thank you. I'm very tired. Thank you for asking.
I'll send you over some cold medicine.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Aww. I can't believe you're working.
I don't have any sick time left for the year.
Oh, that's so shitty. Anyway, you remember I was texting you last night? Yeah. Oh, pumpkin.
Yeah.
I'm hoping you can help get some footage from the train station. Don't you know that guy in that department?
The train station video
no,
department?
No, the footage department.
Oh, the footage department.
Wait, is this
kind of... You dropped
this
a verb.
I did.
The Department of Transportation?
The dot.
The dot. Travel Management Center?
Yeah.
Even to security.
17.
I didn't give you a difficulty beforehand, but I
so would've... it was 15.
I would have said 20.
No, but Ethel knows me and loves me.
Do you want to have spent any brownie points?
Yeah.
This was my fault for not giving you the number.
That's
up
fair.
Front.
What did I just say I had?
17.
I only need 3.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll spend...
2 days?
2 days, yeah.
There. After this, if you still don't have it, you'll have to do the special.
If I don't have 3 after this, I suck.
I didn't say it.
Especially since they're not ghost die.
6!
And one
but
of them
I did
was
roll a
1.
For a total of...
23.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I got... you wouldn't mind doing the call, would you?
No, I can do
you
it.
You can totally just drop by Dave. They'd love to be over there. And she gives you that name and number.
All right. Thanks, sweetie.
Now, would this be more likely that, someone there has the videos, or?
I would assume it would be
probably
it would be an archive thing. So it would be.
All right. So she gives you some basement dweller at the DOT.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because how long has it been since the train station?
That's been a while.
That's probably.
Yeah, it's definitely archived. We're actually probably. I don't want to tell Matt this, but. They probably wouldn't save footage that long normally, but
this is the future, Kevin.
Oh yeah, in which case that's fair.
It's the future, and it is DC at a major metropolitan.
And there was probably
they probably waved around the T word and got like all sorts of extra money.
Yeah.
Plus that night with the cops, I mean, there was stuff sectioned off. It was a special evening. I bet you they kept the footage.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. In which case,
it was a special night.
The archive, though.
Well, it either
hey Don
they have it or
which cop was that?
Don't anymore.
Mm. Hey, you guys.
Hey,
you walking here?
It's been a disappointing amount of time since the last
Austin
time they were there.
Austin and Bennett.
Oh, there you go. I miss them.
Sure.
I do. I thought it was fun.
Hey, they're going to come back.
They are funny.
They're everywhere.
Okay. So right. She has a name and a number?
Mason.
Okay. Mason is going to the DA's office with their binder. Or... I'm assuming it's more than, it's probably like a box or two?
Probably.
Okay.
Let's say you got a nice little hand cart.
Yeah, I was going to say hand cart with whatever boxes we have.
Take Jose with you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I would 100% assume Mason has a monogrammed hand cart.
Nerd.
No, it's not it's Ghostbusters logo.
Nice.
It's got the Ghostbusters logo on it, though.
But did the Ghostbusters actually buy it, or did you buy it and put the Ghostbusters logo
on
it?
Oh, no, I totally bought it and put the Ghostbusters logo on it.
I think the rubber handles have Slimer at the end.
Nice.
Neat.
Nice. Has a little ghost keychain.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right. Contacts?
Customer service?
Sure.
Okay.
We'll call this, let's see. Yeah, we'll do this at a hard, so 20.
20?
I keep throwing that same word around, meaning different numbers every time. I think I've done that like 4 times. I think I called a hard a 30 earlier.
Yeah.
So.
That was a slightly harder hard.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, this is a slightly easier hard.
Oh, okay. Good.
Nice. So a slightly softer hard?
Slightly softer hard.
Yeah. Not a hard.
23.
Oh, you got it.
Nice. I'm glad I used 2 brownie points.
All right, because
I rolled a lot of ones.
Not only did you actually ask the one useful secretary, but they brought you to the correct person who is actually assigned to the peacock cases.
Oh, perfect.
Why don't you give me a brains roll? What's your brains talent again?
Invent.
Okay, so no, without that.
With a ghost die, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, we'll put this at a... We'll go with a 15.
23.
Okay, you do not see any Thelema symbols around her office.
Ooh, that's a good thing. Actually, I do. You said her.
Sure.
Okay.
I believe I did.
You did.
Women can be lawyers too. I'm told.
I just wanted
must
to
be in the future.
The distant future. All
right. I ask her, since I don't see any symbols around, I do ask her, does she recognize this symbol? Has she seen it around?
That's a good question. No, doesn't look familiar.
Oh, okay. Well, that's actually really good to hear.
Oh, what a weird question.
Well, I think that's part of the reason that we're having these issues. And so, yeah, we want... This is everything we've compiled.
Ah.
Here is...
That saves me the trouble.
Here's the list of what they gave us. And everything is cross-referenced in these files as to what is fabricated from the original reports. These are all the... photocopies of the original reports.
She hits a button on her desk, and then a couple of paralegals come in, and they happily take all that data away from you.
Okay. We made photocopies of all of our data, too, by the way.
Smart.
So.
All right, yeah, well, we're going to get started.
All right, she does all the peacock cases, so she knows Ivan Dolphin.
Oh, yes. I know Ivan.
Okay, great. We're coordinating with him as well, and we just want to make sure that, you know, you guys have everything that we have. And I hand her the business card for Crew and Harbor. Mm. Ryan from Crew and Harbor.
Yep.
These are the lawyers that served us these papers.
Ah, yes.
So I'm assuming that if you're still representing us by the time this gets anywhere. These are probably the people coming after us.
All right. Yeah, I haven't said you'd be over with a bunch of stuff.
All right, great.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, if you need any help or anything else, our number is...
Oh, I know your number.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. They're cool. Already... Busily working, barely paying attention to you.
Perfect. I like that. Mm. I respect that. I leave.
And Jose.
And Jose. Jose and I leave.
Yes. Grammar. All right, so who was minding the shop while you two were gone? I mean, you and Jose left.
Right.
Who hung around and who...
I think everyone else was still there.
Oh, yeah, I just made phone calls. Texting and calling.
Right. So you guys hear ding. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
I come running up.
Ding.
Where is that lazy bellhop?
Ding.
I'm right here.
She didn't really do that last ding. Oh, that was just me being annoying.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hello, I'm here to look around your kitchens. And she hands you a business card.
A health inspector.
Oh.
Ding, ding.
All right. I start texting Ed.
Would that be our problem? We're just leasing the building. That's up to the...
I'm texting Ed.
...restaurant owner.
Not sure. It depends on what sort of authority they have for shutting the whole place down.
Well... They would only have the authority to not have us serve food.
But that's a big income.
Yeah, but we already have our deposit and our lease, so...
That's true.
If they can't serve food, we still got our paycheck. We just evict them.
Anywho, health department's here. I text Ed because I know that he has
I pop out of somewhere strange.
Magical.
Hey, Ed.
Magical powers.
Magical dealing with
magical
people powers.
Magical lady powers.
Well, I didn't say she was a lady.
You did say. You did say she was a lady.
Did I?
Just now.
Yeah. Well.
You did, yeah.
I guess women can do this too.
Women are everywhere in this game.
This is just wacky.
We're
going
to lose our audience.
Ed the fourth. Nice to meet you. I put my hand out.
Did I catch the lady's name on the business card?
I don't know. Can you look at a business card and read a name?
I can.
Then what do you think?
Capabella's Italian Steakhouse.
Oh, the Italian Stallion?
Yeah.
Rod would definitely, like, literally call it the Italian Stallion.
The Italian Stallion.
Oh, you want to name it that?
Yeah.
Capabella's Italian Stallion? Or just the Italian Stallion?
Oh, no, I can see just Rod's Italian Stallion.
Rod's Italian Stallion.
Yeah, so we have Rod running the Rod's Italian Stallion. He's
Rod
around here.
Of Rods?
Yes. He is branching out. Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm sure he's around here somewhere. Let me just send him a text that we're going to give him a lookout, but we don't have great service in here, but I'm sure we can find him and he can give us a tour of the kitchens.
Perfect.
Just excuse me. I'm going to text Rod. I'm going to say, health inspector is here. You get here right now.
For the love of God.
For the love of God. You have been here the whole time. And I'm going to do my charlatan thing of spending 2 points.
Nice.
And so she believes.
Is this your first charlatan?
Yep. Nice. So she believes he is here in the building unless seeing clear proof otherwise.
Yeah.
Like him parking his
I'd car
say right
probably
outside.
Probably 10, like she, you know.
Oh, yeah. And since there are 8 floors and a roof and a basement, I don't know if we can necessarily find him very quickly. So I'm going to take her on a tour of the building at large of the finished areas and butter her up while we try and find Rod.
Take her to Cube Breaker.
Oh, yes. I'm going to take her to Cube Breaker. How old is she?
This old is actually enough.
Not what I'm going on about.
I'd say late 20s.
Okay, so she's probably seeing some of the nostalgic stuff in Cube Breaker, her parents made her
that
play
her
with.
Her parents talked about, yeah.
Yeah, yep. And that said, like, oh, you got to try this, so... Have all the DVDs and the game systems, these weird things, manuals for games. Who knew?
All right.
And let's do seduce.
Oh.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah, because, you know, honestly, if her and Ed get a little freaky, she's really not in any place to fail us. It could just be seen as a vendetta at that point. 3. Difficulty?
For seduce, we'll say a 15. Let's not make her too easy.
She's soft hard.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Oh, I need to take the cord out.
I don't know. It helped.
Yeah, I guess so. So that's 10, 15, 19.
All right.
Well, you didn't lay it on too thick.
She is charmed. Yep, but not so much so that she's going to start stalking
you. Out, yeah.
That's perfect. Unfortunate.
Oh. No, that is perfect.
Oh, my God, that would have been.
Man, that would have really made a fun turn. She could have been your next season boss. Look what you just did. You ruined it. She could have been the boss next season.
Oh.
Anywho, hopefully Rod shows up.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, you just so totally succeeded. So you managed to distract her long enough for Rod to sneak in the rear. It's his favorite thing. It's Rod. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Didn't we decide his name? His real name's Josh or something?
Oh, yeah. Something. Yeah.
But he's Rod.
He's Rod.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, look, it's Rod.
Oh, hey guys. Been here all day, man. Been working hard.
Perfect. Heather,
he's
Grace.
He's splattered some water on her. So it looks like he's been sweating. But not so much so that there'd be a health code issue.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yep. Perfect. Rod, this is Miss Greystone with the City Health Inspector. We're wondering if you can give us a tour of what you've done with the place.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Nice to meet you. And he goes to shake her hand. And he goes, oh, we've met before, haven't we? They have. He's got a lot of restaurants in there.
Would make sense. Yeah.
All right.
Don't mind me. This could be a fly on the wall.
Okay, so now we're going to do some rolls. All right. I have to ask, when was the last time Ed did science.
Ed did science?
It's been...
I think it's been a while.
Yeah.
Just because he's so tired from training.
Okay.
And I think all of his thinking, at least for the last 24-ish hours, has been light bulbing, which hasn't really been science as much as magic.
So would you say days, weeks, months?
Months. It's probably months. I'd say maybe... How long has the lady been around? Like 2-3 months?
Yeah.
I'd say he has not done science since like the first month she arrived. Because once she saw what he would do,
she just made him to stop.
Yeah, made him stop.
Yeah. She's like, I even know that this is not science.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
So minimum a month.
Yep. But now I want to do science.
Well, you could roll for science. You want to roll for science?
Maybe not while the health inspector's
there. Really
not
the time. It's not the time. Plus, I think we have our own kitchen now.
Yeah. All
right. So the first roll that I would like you to do as somewhat a group. So this is going to actually be a difficulty of 35.
Wow.
Because this is specifically for ectoplasm.
Oh.
As you have a lot of ghosts roaming the hotel, ectoplasm, whether it's clean or going to cause a problem is one thing. It looks super gross.
Mm.
So, yep, you guys have a 35.
Do we get a bonus from Rod, seeing how we briefed him, we've interviewed him, he knows the area?
Not for this. However, the really funny part is that I wrote down here, and you guys can see it later if you want. If you had picked Rod, I gave you a specific bonus to this test.
Oh.
In general. So you are getting a bonus specifically for Rod.
That is awesome.
Yay.
Just want to make sure calling him in was worth it.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it was. Absolutely.
All right.
What are we rolling
well,
here?
Hold on.
Oh.
Ghost Guard is canon, correct?
Yeah.
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 I would assume that I, you know, to make sure that the kids stay out of at least the restaurant and the kitchen area.
That's fair.
We would put Ghost Guard around certain areas to keep them out so that and they weren't splorching through the walls where someone's cooking food.
And we already said the third floor is guarded with on a switch, but so I don't see why we couldn't do that for
the kitchen.
The kitchen and
restaurant.
All right, in that case.
And the bathrooms.
Then roll it on an easy to see how well of a job you did getting the entire area.
Would this fall under his event?
Is that a 5 or a 10? What's an easy?
Oh, 10.
10, okay. 10. Invent? Is that under invent or brains or?
It'd probably be brains, but actually.
Yeah, I wouldn't say invent, but definitely brains.
Okay, so a 10, I'll roll that.
This time, if you guys want to help, you can. If you want, somebody wanted, like one of you guys wanted to help with the installation, you can add in an extra die.
I think he'll be able to nail it.
I think I would help,
I mean,
but he would make you add a ghost die.
I'm afraid that if you help, it'll go way over.
So. No, if you add a die for helping, it's just a regular die.
Yeah,
no,
regular.
If Ed's helping you with science, he's going to make you put a ghost die in.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
That would be funny.
If Ed helps, I have to add a ghost die. If John helps, I just add 2 regular die.
Yep.
Nailed it.
And a ghost die.
Oh God. And we're rolling for Ghost Guard.
10.
Well, you do 20. Succeed. It's just
20 with a ghost die.
Oh, that's enough for a bonus. A boon.
Yeah.
So you succeeded, but you got a ghost die. So
I don't have any.
I succeeded by 10.
Yeah. Mm. And I don't have any way to follow. Like, I don't have any specific idea, but with the Ghost Guard, we also canonized that
if a
ghost is forced through it, they're drunk.
Oh, God.
Which could be a fun thing for the ghost die.
I
don't know how that would work, but that might be fun.
All right. For the next one. All right. So we are going to just do a roll for the cleanliness because not only is she doing the restaurant, but your kitchen as well.
Mm.
Okay.
So that one's just going to be, I assume they're separate kitchens.
Yeah.
Okay. That one will just be a 30. For both of them.
That'd be probably an action to clean.
Yeah, what do you want this to be rolled against? against?
Good question. Because you're not cleaning it now. It's how well you've kept up with it.
Right.
Or Jose's kept up with it. Mm. I mean, whoever. So what do we got? Contacts, brains.
Action and cool.
Action and cool.
I feel like with action, it would be just...
Well, action's more like the running, the jumping.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also... We're doing something physical. How well are we doing it?
I also like brains.
Is that because brains that's your highest too. Stat?
No, contact is.
Okay, I like brains too because I feel like
I like brains because I feel like I'd be smart enough to look around and be like, all right, did I get everything?
Yeah, and I have run a business, so that actually...
I do special light for special echo.
I'd actually be able to roll fairly helpful with that.
All right, brains it is.
Am I rolling for this?
Whomever.
I think we can...
This is a group one.
This is a group one.
So we're all rolling our own ghost die and our own rose.
Well, before we all roll...
Yeah, let's find out how much.
Let's see how... Who is thinking of... Because if you're doing...
I have four dice.
I have four. Possibly. What's right. What's the... Oh, this is 30. For 30?
30, and it's brains?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have six in brains, so I can add six. I'm just... I just don't want to have...
Too much.
Too many.
10 dice should average out to 35. Should.
Should. And what are we trying to get? I'm sorry.
30.
30. 30.
All right, so you're doing four. Are you doing any or no?
I think 14 dice isn't awful with we're going against the 30.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I don't see Ed cleaning the kitchen a lot.
No, but he knows he has to, and that's part of just running a business.
I see him.
But I bet you the lady makes
as
him.
Much of a mess as he cleans.
Well, yeah, but I could see him at least mentioning. Or
guys, I love
not doing it himself, but saying, yeah. "Hey, this got to get cleaned up." Thanks,
that
John.
I can 100% see.
Yeah.
God damn it, Ed!
The three of us.
Sure.
There you go.
Which is good because I see some ones.
Yeah.
I got 16.
12.
16's pretty good.
That's
28. Okay, we have it then. Because I
you rolled at least two.
I have at least
saying?
Two. Yeah.
No ghosts.
Not much more than that. 10, 15.
Woo!
So that's a total of 43?
Yeah. All right.
And no ghost die.
Yeah, we're rolling fairly well. Seeing how we started with not doing so hot.
All right. You guys nailed it.
Woo!
I'm not even going to bother with the score.
She was really taken by Ed.
I want to. What is it like with Rod and her during the inspection?
They go way back.
Normally, it's probably super heavy flirting. He's probably a little annoyed because she seems distracted. I mean, you rolled well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But that rolling well, you know, the distraction has apparently helped quite a bit.
Yeah.
Because whether you guys had it actually cleaned or you just distracted her enough, either way, it worked.
Yep. Well, yeah. As I see her out, I will arrange for a date for Saturday.
Oh, she agrees.
Brunch.
Ooh.
Wherever she deems good.
Because
she knows
she
best.
She just starts telling you about this wonderful place. It just, you know, she is just going on and on about how clean they are, how good their food is. Top-notch chefs. Super clean. Did I mention clean? It's very clean. And when I show up, best table. She gives you a wink. And then she leaves. It's almost awkward. Wink and leave.
Wink.
All right, so yeah, Rod gave you guys an extra 20 points.
Whoa, nice. Thanks, wow. Rod.
Yep.
Is that a lot?
It was out of 100 again.
Oh, okay. And yeah.
I was really hoping you had said, yeah, it did science like last week.
No, I'll be honest. I haven't had any good science ideas, and I forgot. So...
But it also makes sense that Lady Ed's been pushing you pretty hard, so you haven't had time for science. No.
Is your Admiral Winky getting you down? Your bald-headed giggle stick not having such a laugh? Well, head on down to the Dick Depot and check out our new Beaver Buster line of ultra-thin prophylactics. We've got large ones, small ones, flip them inside-out ones, colorful ones, tasty ones, ones to put in your bum for fun. We don't judge the Dick Depot. Also, look out for our next scientifically proven Camel Riders. It'll be like going to the zoo. Coming to the Dick Depot near you next fall. The Dick Debo, the Dick Debo, fun for everyone. Consenting age, of course. This has been the Ectocast, presented by Saga Games Studio. Ed the Fourth is played by Kevin, Mason by Ben, John by Brad, Frankie is by me, Dawn, and the Ghostmaster is Matt. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook at Ectocast and at www.sagagames.studio. Intro music is Nowhere to Hide by Steve Combs. The outro is Joker by Six Umbrellas. Both can be found at freemusicarchive.org. Feel free to give us a 5-star rating on your favorite podcasting app. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be right back.